April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we'll hear poetry by Lynn Domina, the chair of Northern Michigan University's Department of English.
Litany of Thanksgiving for the word savory. For Parmesan, for ricotta, for soft mozzarella flavored with basil, layered between thick sliced tomatoes. For beefsteaks and early girls and ponderosa pinks, for cherry and plum. For Canadian bacon, for Irish stew, chunks of tender lamb, potato, simmering carrot, iridescent celery, for pearl onions. For pearl barley thickening soup, for rye cracked wheat, chunks of crusty bread dipped into penitential broth. For warm biscuits glistening with butter, for butter slipping around an ear of sweet corn. For corn chowder and corn pudding and corn bread, for blue corn tortillas, for every meal I've still to taste. For chicken roasting through Sunday afternoons, its skin golden, crisp, for its drippings. For gravy ladled onto chestnut stuffing, for sauerbraten, schnitzel, herb-roasted pork, for beer-battered fish, fresh-leg perch, for clam sauce, linguine, fettuccine, for stuffed shells, seafood, ravioli. For those locusts and scarabs and weevils I hope never to eat. For ratatouille, gazpacho, coq au vin, for every international flavor, palak paneer, vindaloo, tikka masala, for every word stuffed as full as samosas, sweet as rasmalai held in my mouth, sweetly dissolving. For the word sweet, whose Greek root suggests rejoicing, whose Latin ancestor urges us to phrase our advice pleasantly. For the word savory, which might have entered my language via many routes. And so I rejoice in this pleasant advice. Savor uncertainty. Hold doubt upon your tongue, a smooth wafer that calls you to wonder whether it offers the blessing of mint or of honey, or of something altogether new. Song. This poem has an epigraph. The body says, I am a fiesta. The body says, I am a galaxy. Choose 16 or 7 or 10 stars and write your story within their image. Dragon, swan, virgin. Your story will exceed the stars' boundaries. The body says, I am not a bonfire or a conflagration or an inferno. I am not a crematorium. I am not a branding iron or an ember or the single candle flame illuminating a darkened room. I am the match waiting to be struck. The body says, I am the husk left after the harvest. And I am the harvest. The body says, I am a fiesta. I am the clay bowl heaped with quartered limes, the salt rimming a margarita, the skewer offering thick slivers of ripe mango. You will wear your favorite yellow shirt embroidered with yellow flowers that blossom as you dance. The body says, I am your desire for mango and salt and lime and bright yellow dancing. The body says, I am a dream, and in this dream you are folding paper birds. All day you fold swans and finches and starlings. When evening comes, your hands rest in lamplight. You hang turquoise owls from your ficus, and lavender doves you string past your window. Their fluttering soothes you, their soft efforts towards song. The Road to Happiness. And this poem also has an epigraph. A streak of light visible upon a breeze-wrinkled surface of water is called the road to happiness. Cresting the hill west of Seymour, past shiny signs proposing chicken sandwiches, breakfast all day, larger coffee, biscuits, new flavors, and past two Chinese buffets rumored to be closing forever, and past the auto parts store, insurance agency, and cheap hair salon where young women wax my eyebrows, and always past a snowplow spitting sand and the car wash that opens only after temperatures rise above 20, and past the school bus carrying cheerleaders to the township and the pickup stacked with storm windows, I look up to see again the lake stretching, I know, to another country, and I take its blue measure, and I take in its wind-brushed surface, its narrow breakwater crusted with ice, clouds dropping to a near horizon, and I know I don't want to live forever, but I want to live here forever.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.